Good morning and welcome. You're listening to News18.com's Daybreak. Good morning, everybody. You're listening to News18.com's Daybreak with me, Zoya Mateen. Let's quickly have a look at some of the top stories for the day. The High Power Committee led by Prime Minister Narendra Modi met on Thursday but could not decide on who would take up the mantle of the CBI director. Reports have said that the committee went over dozens of names with the Congress leader Mallikarjun Kharge and the Chief Justice of India Ranjan Gogoi insisting on getting a detailed background information of the officers. This hunt for a new CBI chief began after former director Alok Verma was divested of his powers by a committee that consisted of Prime Minister Narendra Modi, Mallikarjun Kharge and the CGI nominated Justice A.K. Sikri. The opposition leader had been the only dissenting member in the committee and had said that the Central Vigilance Committee report based on which the decision was taken lacked substantial findings. Crisis struck the CBI ranks after Alok Verma and the former deputy director Rakesh Asthana accused each other of bribery. Soon after, Verma was unceremoniously removed from the position and was named as the Director General of Fire Services, a post which he refused. Meanwhile, the centre has also decided to oust Rakesh Asthana as the deputy and handed him the Gujarat IPS cadre, a less significant portfolio. Now, why this matters is because the critics have said that the centre's role in the developments have undermined the autonomy of the country's premier intelligence agency. Supreme Court lawyer Prashant Bhushan, in fact, accused the government of taking these measures to stop a probe into the Rafale deal at any cost. Political season is clearly upon us as the Lok Sabha elections inches closer bit by bit. Now, top sources in the Bharatiya Janata Party have said that Prime Minister Modi will be contesting from Varanasi in the upcoming Lok Sabha polls. The second constituency will be decided by the BJP Parliamentary Board, which consists of National President Amit Shah, the General Secretary Shreem Ram Lal and Union Ministers belonging to the party. However, many have said that it is possible that the Prime Minister is fielded from a constituency in Bengal or Odisha, as the party is looking to expand in the two states primarily. In the 2014 general elections, Modi had contested from Vadodara and Varanasi. Meanwhile, Rahul Gandhi is set to address a rally in Bhubaneswar today, where he is scheduled to hold a public meeting. The Congress president will also meet farmers, civil society members, officials of halls and intellectuals. The President of India, Sri Ramnath Kovind, is set to address the nation today on the eve of the 70th Republic Day. The chief guest at the Rajpath Parade, South African President Cyril Ramaphosa, has begun his two-day visit in India. Ramaphosa is accompanied by First Lady and a high-level delegation. Quick look at some of the top stories from yesterday that you may have missed. The CBI on Thursday booked ICICI Bank CEO Chanda Kochar, her husband Deepak Kochar and Videocon Group MD Venugopal Dhoot. The trio have been booked over the charges of criminal conspiracy and cheating in a case linked to irregularities in Roan. Now, the CBI is conducting raids at Videocon's offices in Mumbai, Aurangabad and New Power Renewables and Supreme Energy Private Limited's office at Nariman Point in Mumbai. Almost 40 days after 15 miners got trapped inside the Meghalaya's rat hole mine of the Jayantia Hills, the body of one of the miners has been extracted. The Indian Navy, along with the National Disaster Response Force, retrieved the body from the depth of 355 feet despite the possibility of it disintegrating. The whole operation took 7 hours and the body, which hasn't been identified yet, has been sent for post-mortem analysis. The Supreme Court on Thursday refused to extend the 31st July deadline for the final publication of the National Register of Citizens, the NCR in Assam. The court has asked the NRC coordinator Pratik Hajela, the Assam Chief Secretary and the Election Commission of India to meet within a week and decide on how the verification hearings will be conducted. Hajela has informed the court that there are more than 36.2 lakh claims for inclusion in the final document and more than 2 lakh objections against names included in the list issued on 31st of December last year. Now, the hearings will begin from 15th of February. Beginning next month, all central government posts will be filled as per the recently approved 10% EWS reservation. This happens after Railway Minister Piyush Goyal on Wednesday declared that 23,000 posts will be provided under the quota, making railways the first government department to implement the 10% EWS reservation. The Constitution's 124th Amendment Bill on providing 10% reservation in jobs and education to this general category of poor was passed by the Parliament on January 9th. Delhi police on Thursday arrested two suspected Jaish-e-Mohammed members who were planning to carry out terror strikes in the national capital during the Republic Day celebrations. The arrested members of the JEM had identified the Lajpat Nagar market, the Haj Manzil, the Turkman Gate, Paharganj, India Gate and the IGL gas pipeline in East Delhi as the potential targets. Now, security has been beefed up across the city with nearly 25,000 security personnel being deployed from the Delhi Police and Central Security Forces across. Lastly, on the cricket front, the suspicions on cricketers Hardik Pandya and KL Rahul have been lifted by the Committee of Administrators on Thursday. This happens 2 weeks after they were sent home from the tour of Australia for their sexist comments on a talk show with Karan Johar. Pandya and Rahul will now be joining the Indian team for the New Zealand series, while Rahul will be joining the Indian A squad that is currently playing against England in Thiruvananthapuram as well. Right, that's all for today, but we'll be back again next week, same time. In the meantime, please don't forget to subscribe to our newsletter Daybreak at news18.com. Thank you for listening. I hope you all have a very good day. This is Zoya Mateen signing off.
Thank you for listening. Stay updated by visiting news18.com.